What prompted you to run for mayor?
It's been something I've thought about, as I've said publicly now, for over a month now, just to talk to family, my constituents, people who have really been on my team for a long time, to figure out how best can I serve the city, either in this current capacity as alderman, which I've now served at for 8 years, or in room 200 at the next level. And what's become clear, though, is that, you know, even as my time on the Board of Aldermen here, it has been very difficult to get the kind of transformative change that we want to see in these communities without a partner in the mayor's office. That office is critical to the future of the city of St. Louis, and also critical on a smaller level to the lives of individual St. Louisans and neighborhoods. And so I think that's probably the best place I can be in order to help push this city forward.
You're probably giving up potentially the most out of the candidates, with the exception of Chief Dotson. By running for mayor, you can't run for alderman again. Did that go through your mind when you were making this decision?
Absolutely. It was something I talked a lot about with folks in my neighborhood and asking them how best I can serve. Now, one of the things we've done in the 21st Ward, which, as you know, is one of the largest voting wards in the city, we have a good organization as far as getting that vote out and being able to serve our constituents. We've got a bench, too. And so, we have our committee woman, Laura Keyes, who has been by my side throughout my time on the board. And so, we would really be encouraging her to step up and fill my seat. And the idea of having Laura in the 21st Ward seat and me in the mayor's office is good for the constituents of the 21st Ward, but also I think good for the citizens of the city of St. Louis. That seat will be in good hands.
I think one of the reasons people may have assumed that you may not run for mayor is that you and President Reed have been close for a long time, and now you're going to be running against each other. Was there some sort of falling out in between?
Oh, no, absolutely
now
not.
And then? Or what kind of prompted you to get into a race with somebody you've been close with for a long time?
Reed. Lewis and I are great friends. We've been friends for many years. Lewis and I have even talked about this. Lewis and I have a close personal relationship, a close personal friendship. I think if I'm the mayor and he is president of the board, us working together on the board of ENA would be good for the city. But sometimes we have different approaches to things. But I think one of the things that we will see in this race is not the need for personal attacks, not the need for nasty politics, because there is a mutual respect among many of the people running we're just going to put our best position out there and let the voters decide.
I'll get back to the politics in a minute, but I want to talk issues. What are going to be the main focuses of your campaign? I mean, I can assume that it's going to be crime.
Yeah.
It's going to be economic development, but that's my assumption. I want to hear from the candidate himself.
Yeah, so I think this election presents an opportunity for the city of St. Louis to move into a different direction. I think what the needs of the city are is a refocusing on neighborhoods, the 320,000 people that call this city home, making sure that their quality of life is to a level that they will stay in St. Louis and that we can attract other people. But our biggest problem right now in St. Louis is that for too many people, living in too many neighborhoods in our city, the quality of life is so poor that they are leaving in droves. We are not able to keep the folks that we have, let alone attract new people. And I think that has a lot to do with, over the last 16 years, there's been this blind eye to the quality of life, the conditions that are happening and occurring in North St. Louis neighborhoods, in South St. Louis neighborhoods, and neighborhoods that have been really left out of the plan, which is really concentrated almost exclusively on the Central Corridor. Mm-hmm. We've seen great growth in that stretch from the Arch to Washington University. But in those neighborhoods, South and North, we have seen declines of population. People are voting with their feet. The main issues that are driving people out, crime issues, absolutely, quality of education in the city, and general neighborhood issues like conditions of streets, trash, responsiveness of city government. And, of course, the big elephant in the room is jobs. You know, it is hard for young people who graduate from Washington University or St. Louis University. It is hard for us to make the case that they should stay here and use their talents to help rebuild our city if we don't have jobs to match their skills. And that's the same is true for poor folks, too. Poor folks who, many of which in the city of St. Louis, only have a high school education, trying to find jobs in our city that match their skill level, that actually can support their families. Those are the big challenges that, frankly, we have not heard a lot from over the last 16 years.
I'm getting the sense from talking with you for the last few months and just looking at your social media from 10 seconds ago that you're not very pleased with the current police chief's approach to crime. In fact, I think that you asked for his resignation a long time before he announced for mayor. Not only addressing him, because, I mean, he's going to be a candidate in the race. He'll be able to defend his record. But I would assume that as mayor, you're going to look for a new police chief. What would you want to do with him to deal with this problem of crime that, as you mentioned, is not just in North St. Louis, but is also in parts of South St. Louis and the Central Corridor as well?
So let me say first, the issues that we have with crime in the city of St. Louis cannot be solved by the police alone. Okay, let's understand that from the beginning. And so one of the opportunities that the city had when we got local control is that finally, inside one office, inside the mayor's office, there is an individual that has direct control over all the major departments that really affect the quality of life in the city of St. Louis. The mayor is now over the police department, you know, the Parks and Recreation Department, Health Department, et cetera, et cetera. This provides an opportunity for all of these different departments to work together and to coordinate those activities in order to stay focused on uplifting these neighborhoods, changing the circumstances that exist that cause and lead to violent crime. Now, what I have seen in my relationship with the chief, the current chief, has not been very productive. I've worked with previous chiefs, and many of us have had, many aldermen have had much better relationships, working relationships, with previous chiefs. This chief really has had an attitude that is, this is my purview, this is my area, you stay out of it, and I'll deal with this issue, just stay out of my business. And in fact, that's kind of what you're seeing now carry out with the mayor. You know, even the mayor is asking him to do what's best for the city, and he's telling him, no, I'll handle it. And so, fine, if you have that attitude, that's the way you choose to operate. But then, when the consequences of your actions become apparent, that is, violent crime goes up, neighborhood safety goes down, then you have to accept responsibility. And what we've seen is that this chief accepts no responsibility for anything. Mm-hmm. And so what we need is a partner in a chief. And one of the things I think we also need is a cultural change at the police department. And so this may require looking outside of the current department to look for a new leader. And in fact, I think that the city of St. Louis really should do a national search for a new police chief, somebody who can bring in new blood, a new perspective. And I think it's time for a change. It really is long overdue for a change. You know, the mayor has now also called for the resignation of the police chief. But, you know, his reasonings have to do with politics. Our reasonings when we called for his resignation several months ago was about performance. And if the chief decides not to resign and not to answer the mayor's call for resignation, then the mayor should step up and fire him.
One thing the mayor said after he was reelected was he was confident that St. Louis and St. Louis County would be in the same basket by the end of the decade. If you were mayor, you would serve until well past the end of the decade. I've talked with you about this before. I think you have some skepticism about any sort of reunion or merger or mega merger, but that could be an issue that comes up in the discourse. I'm interested in your opinion on it.
Yeah, so this may seem like ancient history now, but you might remember prior to Ferguson, there was this call for reunification. Better together. In fact,
oh, I remember.
Found it for,
I remember,
the, for those purposes.
I wrote a lot of articles about that, but continue.
All right, and at that time, I was raising my hand and saying I object to this. I don't think St. Louis County is in that great a shape, and that the last thing they need is another municipality. And in fact, there needs to be some consolidation among the 90 or so municipalities that exist now. And by the way, has anybody paid attention to the quality of life issues for African Americans, especially poor people in North County? Because it seems to be a mess. And And sure enough, the whole world got to see, what we were talking about. And so I think there is a lot of opportunity and room for cooperation between St. Louis City and St. Louis County. I think the relationship right now between the county executive and the mayor is not the best. I would be happy to work with the county executive on things we can work on. There are a lot of things that we can work on, but I do think the real need right now is for St. Louis City to get our house in order and St. Louis County to get its house in order, and then for us to move forward after that. But both sides have a lot of work to do.
Everybody in this race that's either announced or thinking of announced has some sort of record. I think that you have garnered a lot of support over the years because you have been very passionate about North St. Louis and your ward and trying to turn things around. But you've also garnered some criticism for some of your votes on the stadium and the minimum wage bill. And you've been out front and explaining your positions on that. But I'm sure there are going to be some left of center people who are going to vote in this election who are going to look at those votes and question your progressive credentials. How would you respond to that?
I was involved in the presidential election here. And I had this conversation a lot between Clinton supporters and Bernie Sanders supporters. And I supported Clinton because I, too, consider myself a progressive that gets things done. And so I don't oppose things just to oppose them. I look for ways that we can move the agenda forward. I also understand political reality. And very often I am negotiating from a minority position. I don't have the votes down at the Board of Aldermen to push an agenda through. And so what I am trying to do is fight for the best possible deal on each individual basis. And so on the stadium vote, I have no interest in, funding a stadium for billionaires is not my top priority, but I don't get to decide that. That's decided from the mayor and others. They've put it on our plate. And so the question for me then is, do I just stand firm against it and say no, knowing that there are other votes to outvote me? And so I practically might not even, I shouldn't even show up to the debate if I'm going to have no influence. Or do I figure out how to use this to get something that improves the quality of life for my folks? And so what I did in the stadium deal, which I think is smart politics, frankly, is what you do is try to figure out, number one, I stall it and say we're not even going to take this issue up until the mayor finally deals with our number one issue, which is violent crime. We demanded a comprehensive crime plan, and it was only because we held up that stadium vote were we able to sit down with the mayor's chief of staff and others and put together a comprehensive crime plan, which, by the way, I think both the mayor and the police chief haven't done the best of job in implementing this plan, but I think the framework of the plan is a good plan. And it will be the framework of my administration's approach to violent crime in the city. And then after we did that, after we released it for a vote and it passed the committee, the second thing was then we were going to put together a way to make sure that if we are going to spend $1 billion, that as much as possible that money goes into improving the lives of people who have been left out in the past. And so we put together a historic level minority participation plan, which we are working right now to codify into the law so it actually, beyond just the stadium deal, on any large project will be the rule of law in St. Louis. And so, I respectfully disagree with some of my so-called progressive friends sometimes. We're about moving the agenda and making sure that we are getting things done. Anybody who decided just to, throw up their hand and say no, 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 needs to understand two things. One, it was going to pass. The votes were clearly there to pass it. And number two, if the city and the state did not act, Mr. Kroenke would still have done what he did anyway. The only difference is that everybody would be blaming us instead of blaming Kroenke. Yeah. And the region would be unified in their hatred of politicians.
Instead of unified in their hatred of Kroenke.
Yes.
So I want to shift back to politics. As I alluded to before, I think that you're well known throughout at least the city of St. Louis for even before you were alderman. You had pubdef.net, which I throw praise on all the time for being revolutionary and groundbreaking and excellent all around, especially your video of Tom Villa pulling up his pants to the Timbaland song. And, I think that you, again, have been pretty aggressive in getting your issues to the forefront. But when I look at the different people in the race and compare it to you, I think that you have raised probably the least amount of money out of them. And it's going to cost a lot of money to run for mayor.
Sure.
So with that backdrop in mind, how do you see yourself stacking up against, you know, Lyda Crewson, Dotson, Reed, Tashara Jones, Daly, who also probably could say the same pluses and minuses about them
Sure.
compared to you?
No, that's a fair criticism. Now, listen, my focus for the last 5 years has been raising money for North Campus, which is our very ambitious after-school project in North St. Louis, services over 100 kids every day. We feed them, we educate them, we transport them every day. It is completely free to families and kids. And the only way that is made possible is through my fundraising efforts. Now, that means that I have not raised any political money in years, okay? So you're right. I'm going to have to fire up the machines. Now, I think I have, in many ways, an advantage over some because I have a national reputation. I have a large social media following. And so now we're going to be working the next few months to translate that into dollars. But no one should underestimate, my ability to raise money. We have raised a lot of money in the name of kids and making sure that these programs stay active. I have chosen not to raise political money, which actually has given me a great deal of independence down the Board of Aldermen. And so I, moving forward, it becomes this question of how do you raise a bunch of money and still do it in a way that maintains your independence and maintains the superiority of the voices of the people who vote for you and the communities you serve, not just the people who give you money. Now, what I know is, again, because I have such high name recognition, I don't need more money than everybody. I need enough money. And I run enough political campaigns to know approximately what that figure is. And so that will be what my goal is over the next few months, to raise that amount of money. But no, I don't think I'm going to have more money than the candidate that Rex Singfeld supports, or Mr. Daly, who has already been stockpiling almost $500,000 or so in his account. But I do think I will have enough money. And at the end of the day, it's not about who has the most money. It's about who gets the most votes.
And that was going to be my final question. Like, this race is shaping up to be very unusual because sometimes you have two white candidates, two black candidates. We see all that in the circuit attorney's race, the treasurer's race. And, sometimes you can handicap a race based off the racial composition of St. Louis. But if there's six or seven candidates and it's a multiracial field, I have no idea how to handicap this race. It could be the first person to 17 or 18% wins. And it may be not like a base election. You may have to get your name out in places that it's not just your ward. It's not just North St. Louis. So how do you see the mechanics of the race going with so many candidates? Because I know that you've been in elections before where all sorts of different dynamics play an outcome in the results. This one seems to be unlike anything we've seen in a long time. What's your take?
Yeah, it is unlike anything we've seen in St. Louis in quite a while. Now, it's not necessarily unlike, races that occur in different places. And
right.
if you follow politics as closely as I do, the dynamics of this race look similar to some other races. And so I do like our chances of getting the most votes. I think two things will come into play. Number one is the size of the base that you start off with. And I think that works into my favor. And then your ability to connect with people beyond your base from one end of the city to the other end of the city. And I think the messages that I am talking about and will continue to talk about resonate with folks. This is about not just, making the Central Corridor even stronger or downtown even stronger, which are all very important things. But even more important is neighborhoods, where people live. You can build the biggest, nicest stadium, the tallest buildings that you want in downtown, but that will not determine whether or not someone who has grown up and lives in St. Louis, who now has kids, when they are deciding what to do, where to buy a house, where to send their kid to school, it is those neighborhood issues that are making are causing people to move out of the city. And so that's what we have to focus on. That's the message I'm going to be taking to every neighborhood in the city of St. Louis over the next few months. And I hope it resonates with folks. I feel good about our ability to get more votes and to mobilize our base and to expand our base. So I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Thank you very much.